Hello and welcome to NPFL Roundup on Nigeria Info. I'm the point man, Carl Orakwe, with the Roundup. At the second stanza of the 2023-24 Nigeria Premier Football League, resumed with goals aplenty on Sunday, as Rivers United striker Yima Wangwa scored the fourth hat-trick of the season and the first of the year as the former champions won 3-2 over Doma United at the Adoke Amisimaka Stadium in Port Harcourt. Awangwa got the opening goal 7 minutes into the encounter, but Bidemi Owoko levelled matters for the visiting Doma in the 32nd minute. Wangwa then added the second and third in the 47th and 55th minute before Hilary Ekawu pulled one back for the visitors. Despite their win, Stanley Egbuma's side are still 10th in the table with 27 points after 20 games.
Actually, you will agree with me that a game of this magnitude can go either side. Not forgetting the fact that we went away and also we pulled a draw on their ground. And we are the only team, we still remain the only team in the Nigerian Premier League that they forced to a draw. We were the first who scored over there. Then they scored, Missy. We were almost running away with a win. You know, insurance draw them too, but the insurance game was a scoreless draw. So we know definitely they will come here with a vented anger. You understand? So we were prepared. And then we spoke to our players and they need to see that this is a mirror to the match in the continent. Because a lot is expected of us. You understand? But you see a lot of anxiety or whatever. Like you said in your preamble, the important thing is the 3 points. A match that produced five goal thriller is a no mean match. You understand? But the 3 points is what matters and we build on it. His momentary loss of concentration. One of the defenders that made that mistake, you know, he's a great leader. Somebody who has played in Enyimba, played in Rangers, captain Rangers. A player of that magnitude shouldn't have done that, you understand? My right fullback had opened up for a pass and then the attacker deceived him. He stole the ball and scored that equalizer. You understand? It's so painful, but you expect, even in a where you have organized football culture, players still make some mistakes. You understand? But we have seen it. He too, he apologized in the dressing room and said he shouldn't allow that to be stopped. That's why I didn't even remove him again. You understand? Later he picked up. Actually, there were a few defensive errors, but then we've seen it and then we'll work on those lapses.
In Jaws, Plateau United striker Albert Hilary resumed the second stanza with his 10th goal of the season to help his side to a 2-1 win over Lobi Stars at the new Jaws Stadium. After Mohamed Umar had given the host the lead in the 41st minute, Hilary doubled the advantage 8 minutes after the restart before Su Kumaga halved the deficit for Lobi in the 56th minute. The striker is now 1 goal behind Remo Stars' Sikiru Alimi in the scorers' chart, while Plateau also moved up to 4th in the table with 34 points after 20 matches. Following the defeat, Lobi Stars surrendered the top spot to Remo Stars, who now lead on goal difference after getting a priceless goalless draw against Abia Warriors in Aba with 10 men. Ahmed Akinyele was sent off for the leaders with 7 minutes to the end of normal time. Remo Stars ensured their visit to Aba this season didn't end in a defeat after they got a goalless draw against Abia Warriors pulling the famous win over Enyimba in the first stanza. The sole point gotten restored the Sky Blue Stars to the top of the league table on better goal difference ahead of Lobi Stars. In Aba, former Heartland Football Club striker Chijoke Mboma scored the winning goal as Enyimba defeated Shooting Stars 1-0 in a Nigeria Premier Football League Match Day 20 encounter on Saturday. Now, Mboma's strike completed a double over the Oluyole Warriors, having won 2-1 in Ibadan in the last game of the first stanza. The People's Elephants moved to the third spot, a point off the top two, while Shooting Stars slipped to 12th with 26 points. Despite the absence of Finidi George, Enyimba's assistant coach, Yema Olarinwaju, said this is the reason he was brought to Enyimba, and he's enjoying the moment.
Hey, I don't think there's any more, my friend. This is the level I prepared for all my life as a coach. If I'm not good, I won't be Enyimba. I'll be an Enyimba. All the data I've been getting out there is because of this level. So for me, I'm having fun, you know, because he knows, and the club know that I'm capable of, you know, keep the job going. That's why I'm here. So for me, I'm enjoying the moment. Yeah, it was a good game. We knew that it's going to be a difficult game. Having one done in our home, we know that the second leg is going to be difficult. We come there for defense. That's a good side. With experienced manager. So for us, having the maximum points is what is important to us. And today, the boys did it. Even though we have scored more, but you know, we took the one the one goal and the three maximum points. That's what is important for us for now.
In Lagos, Bendel Insurance's search for a first away win of the season was futile as they lost 1-0 against Sporting Lagos at the Mobolaji Johnson Arena, as Sporting Lagos made it consecutive wins for the first time in the NPFL. Tochukwu Michael scored the only goal in the 56th minute on his debut for the noisy Lagosians. And the win lifted Sporting Lagos to the 13th spot with 24 points, while Bendel Insurance are in 8th with 30 points. After two wins on the bounce, these were the thoughts of Sporting Lagos head coach Paul Ofor on the turnaround.
Change of mentality, new players, and also being having enough time to be able to go through what we have done in the first round, what we need to improve, and areas we need to strengthen. And also, we've also been lucky with injury, because this is the first time in the season that we are fielding an unchanged 11 for the second match in a row. So it gives us consistency, and we're happy.
All right, and you see
also today that we're not forced to make any change. All the changes we made were tactical changes. We only used three of our substitutes, and the last one was just game management. So it's really great that at this point of the season we are able to make changes because of what we are seeing on the field and not because of injury. It affected us a lot of time in the first. Like for instance, Odibo is back, but we are easing him back into the team. We don't want to rush him, but unlike the first round, we had a lot of time where he was back from injury and we were rushing him back because there was no depth in the team. There was no other option. We needed him to be back because we needed to. But now we are giving all our injured players the time for them to recover and come back into the team. So it's added advantage for us.
Now in other results, it was Sunshine Stars 1, Kwara United 1, Rangers International 1, Akwa United 0. Bayelsa United 2, Gombe United 0, Katsina United 1, Niger Tornadoes 0. Hatland and Canopillas played out a 1-1 draw. So that's it here on NPFL Roundup. The Roundup was produced by Ekbunya with post-production from Virgil Enesha. From me, Carlo Rakwe, I say goodbye and remember to keep pointing in the right direction. Goodbye.